Identification of the primary defect. Normally, there should be no problems with identifying the primary visual defect. If we have problems with reading from short distance, it means we suffer from farsightedness at the age of less than 40, or presbyopia at the age of greater than 40. If, however, our problems with vision occur at long distances, and we are not troubled by reading at short distance, it means we suffer from short-sightedness. We will identify the primary defect more accurately with a Snellen chart set in the distance of 6 meters and attempting to read the series of letters in the row marked as 6 meters. If we do well with the reading, we are not troubled by short-sightedness. If, on the other hand, we are not able to see the letters in the row 20-20, 6 meters, we check which row of letters we are able to read. Assume that it will be the row marked as 20-40, 12 meters, which means that we have already developed a low short-sightedness. We can read the text from 6 meters, which is normally seen by healthy eyes from the distance of 12 meters. For the use of generator, you can assume that with the row of letters well visible 20-25 to 20-40, low short-sightedness, 20-45 to 20-70, medium short-sightedness, 20-100ths, 20-200, high short-sightedness. The above test should be performed with each eye individually, which will allow to identify the differences in the defect between the eyes. In the case of a difference greater than one row on the chart, we have the defect of the lazy eye, that is, the amblyopia.